Pride and Prejudice is an unabashedly romantic story, vintage 19th century England. Jim Guy describes it as a play about books, paper, and luggage. He confesses that synopsis might be a bit unorthodox, but Jim is the Rep's properties director.
It could be one of the most beautiful things you ever saw. It could be a prop train wreck if it's not handled right.
This is a big show. 28 actors moving through 35 scenes.
The actors will be setting the scenes with pieces of furniture, rugs, and things like that, so that it's very clear as soon as they start to act where you are and what you're doing. The things that the props need to tell you.
Jim's been at this job for over a decade, and his team of six is used to juggling.
We're usually working on 2 to 3 shows at a time, and we open 15 or 16 shows in 9 months.
So how do you keep up, though? I mean, do you have a checklist?
I have daily meetings with each stage management team to discuss what happened in rehearsal the previous day.
I stopped by the props department a few weeks ago when Pride and Prejudice was in its formative stages. Jim was sitting in the heart of the room, bolts of fabric on one side, spiderback chairs on the other. He's reviewing notes from the last rehearsal.
We cut about 60% of the furniture yesterday.
Some of the props are culled from the vast prop stock deep in the Rep cellar. You don't even want me to start listing the treasures down there. Jim says he has trouble remembering people's names, but he's got a photographic memory of prop lists from 10 years ago and the exact shelf or wall where they're stored. Back to Pride and Prejudice. Jim's excited, describing a lap desk one of the actors will use.
There's great pictures here of something that I would like you to make. I'll talk to you about the details on it.
That'll be Eric's job. He's poring over sketches in front of him. I pop back to see how Eric's progressing, but he's not constructing the lap desk. He's in the middle of another project, adding electricity to what, in a previous life, was a massive candlelit candelabra.
Those are things that they sell at Home Depot. I just bought a bunch of them and hacked them apart and this is it.
As far as Eric is concerned, this is fun. I sneak up on Anna, her head bent over a piece of canvas, needle and thread in hand. Her job is props craft artisan. She says that means doing a little of everything.
Well, I'm working on a piece of embroidery. Jim told me that he needed me to teach the actors how to embroider, and so I thought, well, then I should learn how to embroider.
This is not an embroider-by-number deal. Anna found an image she liked online, sketched it, and perfects her stitch as she goes along.
A lot of what we do is research before we start doing the projects.
So she found a book in the library, and in it, the perfect embroidery stitch.
It's going to be period accurate, and everything is a satin stitch, and it's very simple. It's just up and down, up and down.
Anna will carefully trace the landscape on fabric and add a few touches, so it looks like someone's already been working on the piece for a while.
And I'll do that with a combination of actual stitching and painting. And then we'll put it in an embroidery loop, and she'll have her little pair of scissors and period-specific scissor sheath and her needle and her thread, and she'll be able to just sit there and embroider by number.
Eventually, the prop is clearly labeled Jane's embroidery frame and placed on a table backstage between Elizabeth's book and Kitty's needlepoint. The next time I meet Jim Guy, he's backstage delivering last-minute items.
A piece of luggage that we built for Caroline, who is an upper-class lady, and a music folio that we designed and built.
Jim is tickled about this creation. It not only looks good, it works. He saw the actress use it during rehearsal.
I hadn't seen her do this before. She sat down at the pianoforte yesterday, and she put this thing down, and she just flipped the thing open. This girl means business. She's here to play pianoforte.
Jim is tickled about every prop his team tweaks and crafts. There are more than 200 in this show alone. His motto is, create objects, large and small, that are true to life for the actors and the audience. By the way, you won't see Jim in the theater tonight. His prop team is juggling 4 upcoming shows and prepping for a gala fundraiser on the side.